Welcome to the Sports Show, the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio. I am Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hello, Fred. I don't know what mic you're on, but talking to me on one of them. We're not hearing you on any mics here at all, Fred. I don't know why we're not getting you here, but should be something going on there. But we should have you on a mic in just a second here. We'll have you taken care of there in just a moment. Just roll another mic over to him, and it'll be fine. Yeah, there. That'll be a good one. That'd be a nice one for him right there. We have a problem with mics in the studio sometime. Welcome to your show, Fred.
How about that?
That's perfect. Welcome.
Thanks so very much.
Glad to have you with us here today. Would it be a tough show to have the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer missing?
Well, look, we're doing a fine tweak here in the studio. It's always an adjustment period here, and we've got new cameras being set up and microphones. And so anyway, we're here. So I hope everybody is bolted in, ready to roll forward.
The tripods we have are really nice. They're great. We got a lot of news to talk about in the world of sports and everything. It's just great. It is. It's a lot of things going on, so this is going to be a good show today. Tom Brady is in the news already from the get-go, and he says he doesn't want to talk politics anymore.
Divorce?
What?
Is he getting divorced?
You think he is?
No, I just asked.
He just, I don't know. He said something's going on. What do you think?
Well, he doesn't want to talk politics, so I think his wife told him stop talking about politics. I don't care. I just question.
You think that's it?
No, I don't. Okay. I just question.
They had a tough loss with the Seattle.
Inquiring.
Yeah.
Show's over? Is that it?
No.
That was some show. Yeah.
The show's going to keep going. Good?
Oh, well, I don't see why not.
You got a lot to talk about, don't you?
I really don't know yet. I haven't checked the roster of information yet.
We'll find out. We have a lot to talk about here in the world of sports. Some baseball news, too. Did they announce the manager of the year?
For the National League?
Yes.
And for the American League? Yes, yeah. They did, both.
Who won in the National League?
I can't tell you.
All right, we'll wait. I think it is a surprise. Straight ahead, we'll continue here. It is the Sports Show right here from the lounge, the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, CRN Digital Talk Radio. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so...
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our program, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm talking about my buddy, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's a pleasure being with you. You know, I get fan mail, and I get get all kinds of stuff here, and
tons of fan mail.
Many people have commented on my recent endorsement. And my endorsement deal with Rocky Mountain High Brands out of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, tell everybody about that. There may be some people that don't know
this
about
is,
that.
This is a company that I've been associated with for a while. I know the people there. I was in a business situation with Chuck Smith, who's one of the higher-ups in the organization. And he brought me into this because the people were great, and I looked at it because I knew the breeding of the people were terrific,
right?
And the product is good. And if you go to RockyMountainsHighBrands.com,
Rocky Mountain High
Brands.
.com
and check it out and take a look at everything that's there.
It's a drink, isn't it?
It's an energy drink, but it's a hemp oil infused energy drink.
So what does that mean?
It's extremely healthy. And they don't use all the other stuff that's in Red Bull. They don't use all the other stuff that's in these you know, monster drinks, all these caffeine driven, you know, buzz types of drinks. This stuff is very good, it's really a pleasure to be associated with this type of a product. And I was back there this last weekend in Dallas at a stockholders meeting. We had one a year back there, and I attended this one. I wasn't there last year, but I attended this one, and everybody was very excited about the brands. Along with the brand comes other little things. There's a power energy bar. There's going to be a bottled water that I'm really excited about. It's a natural spring water, natural pH, right out of the ground.
Oh, this is good.
7.5. Now, most waters are artificially infused with calcium and all of the other silica and all of the
minerals,
to make it taste good and have a proper pH. This doesn't. This comes out of the ground just as it is.
So it's naturally 7.5. It's on a little bit of the alkaline side, then. It gives you a good balance.
Well,
then,
you know, the alkaline scale is 0 to 14.
Yeah.
And this is right where you want to live. You want to try and live your life between 6.8 and 7.4, right around in that area. And your body is always fighting to keep that balance through everything that you do. Most people don't understand that, and they don't understand that they get sick, they get out of balance, because their water isn't sufficient, or it's the wrong type of water.
Right, and you're a big fan of this. I mean, you're a big instructor on proper dieting and the proper water hydration.
And not only that, but I say this, go to watercure.com, W-A-T-E-R-C-U-R-E, watercure.com, and take a look at that website and just really understand what the good doctor is talking about. He has nothing to do with Rocky Mountain High Brands.
This is just a
little bit of information that you need to help you understand why drink water, what water to drink, just like you're doing right now, Mike. Very good.
I drink water during the show all the
time. See how fun
you got me into this. You have to drink, and I take the big bottles because you have to drink half your body weight in ounces of water every day.
That's what the doctor says.
And I'm doing that. Thanks to
Dr. Batman Galeej. That's his name.
Wait.
That's
his
name.
Hold on a second. What's
Batman,
his name?
Batman Galeej.
First name Batman?
No, it's his last name.
Batman.
His name is Batman Galeej. He's an Iranian doctor.
Batman Galeej.
And when you see his website and you read what he's doing and read his book, which I have, you really understand the power of water and why people are really hurting themselves by not drinking half their body weight in ounces of water a day. Now, Martha Lee has sent a nice nice fan mail. It says, I'm going to be a busy man because I have the Rams, I've got the radio show, and I've got all these things. But what's really great is to be associated with a great product and to be able to share it with people, to tell them how to go find it, which I do. I tell them to go to Rocky Mountain High Brands, Inc.com and really treat yourself to discovering something that's really great. And so I've been involved in this now for I don't want to say a year, close to it. But the people are terrific. And I was just back in Dallas. I'm back now. And I'm very, very excited about the upside of everything. This Eagle Spirit water comes right up out of the ground. And when I was back in Dallas a couple of weeks ago, I went out to the well and saw the water come out of it. He drank right out of the well.
You drank it out of there? I did that when I was in the Czech Republic. They had water coming out of the ground. And it's just like the natural water comes right up.
Right. And so we drink the water right out of the well, and then we get a history of the well. It's long and protracted and complicated, but it's... It's on the Indian reservation, and Mike and Laura, big chief leader, Mike and his lovely wife Laura, their family, Laura's family, are the CEOs of the well, and so the idea is to take all these products globally, and there's different models of how to do that, but this water. This water is Eagle Spirit water. You got to look it up. It's on. You'll see it displayed and talked about on the website, RockyMountainHighBrands.com, and you'll see all the stuff that's there. And start getting some of this water. We're going to start coming out with it. We're going to try to get it into Costco and some of the places.
I want to taste it. You have to bring.
But
some
it's
in
really
it.
Terrific. But
bring
anyway, people have wanted me to comment on it, so I am now, and I appreciate you doing that. And it's if I can pass on something good to you, I'm more than happy to do it.
All right. So Tom Brady's not talking politics, as we mentioned at the top of the show, and they lost the Patriots lost last weekend, 24-31 to Seattle. And he says he was on a radio show. He says, I'm not talking politics anymore. I got other things to worry about. Just speaking with my family is just a bad idea. I know you guys. I told you I would then. After I told you I would, I changed my mind. And the host, they kept, this was the Kirk and Callahan show, they kept pressing Tom Brady, who stirred up controversy by calling President-elect Donald Trump his good friend. It's a big deal. Everybody's this backlash against Donald Trump. He's going to be the president. He's the president-elect. And so Tom Brady says he's a good friend, but the quarterback continued to deflect them. He said, there's been so much negativity over the last week. I'm a positive person. I just want to keep things positive. And he said he's hopeful and optimistic that our country can move forward. I'm happy the election's over. Brady's got that model wife there. And they took to social media to claim that neither she nor her husband were not voting for the Republican nominee. And anyway, Trump... believes otherwise, saying that Brady and head coach Bill Belichick both supported him. So maybe there is a problem in the family. Maybe you're right.
I don't think there is.
But you don't think so? Okay.
No. Well, you know, he's got a supermodel, and so does Trump.
See, Giselle, she took to social media to claim that neither she and her husband were voting for the Republican nominee, but I don't think so. I think he was supportive of Donald Trump.
Well, that's
so
my point.
Belichick.
You've got the wife saying one thing, and you got Tom Brady saying the other.
Yeah, so Giselle should just bow out a little bit. She voted for Hillary,
well, she can vote for who she wants to vote for.
You know? Quit getting on social media and saying who people are voting for.
But don't tell me that somebody else voted a certain way.
He's got some problems, I can tell you right now. The wife is in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, a supermodel wife.
Well, he should have stuck with the star there from Blue Bloods or whatever he was dating. I think that would have been better. He was hanging out with her. Yeah. Anyway, Donald Trump said the coach, Belichick, wrote a letter of support, and Brady told him, quoting now, "Donald, I support you. You're my friend, and I voted for you right before the election." So stick that in your Giselle Bundchen and pipe and smoke that one.
Yeah, that's a...
She needs some of that Rocky Mountain water to calm her down.
Well, she needs some Indian spirit.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Indian
spirit. All right.
Spirit.
It's a good start for the show. By the way, Rob Gronkowski, the tight end for the Patriots, not present at the Patriots practice. This does not look good for this weekend's game. We'll have more as we continue.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, "By golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant, because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat."
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about $1 a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Sports Lounge. It is the lounge, the sports lounge with Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn.
It's not a lounge until you have a cigar in here.
And, yeah, we can do it. If we win, we're in this football pool, in this big football pool. Everybody's involved. And Fred and I get together and handicap the games prior to the weekend, each and every weekend. So this last week, I got a note from one of the guys that says, hey, Mike, you and Fred, you're on the verge of looking like you're going to win on Monday night. Well, we picked the New York Giants, and I think the point spread was around there. You just have to pick the winner, but I think the point score, the over-under for point score was at 45 or something. I think we picked 41 or 42.
We were under. I'm sure
I think
we
could have won, but no one's notified us yet.
And here it is already,
new weekend coming up, and we don't know.
That means we won.
That's why they're not telling
That's
us, right?
That's exactly right. Now, look, I've just noticed this in my notes.
What do you got?
I have some notes
for this show, and you have lots of notes. What do you got?
One
says, wait a minute, let me read that one. It says, pick up some eggs.
Pick up some eggs.
Okay, that's your grocery list.
You've seen the movie Schindler's List?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what eggs, bagels, milk, cheese is?
What is it?
Mrs. Schindler's List.
Thank you very much.
Now,
okay.
Listen.
All right.
Here's the deal. Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
I'm just going to say this one time.
This is great. Tell the story.
Colin Kaepernick, he's...
Is it Colin or Colin?
I don't care. It's Colin.
I think it's Colin,
We got to clean Colin out.
Yeah.
We got to give Colin a
colonoscopy.
That's what we have to do.
This is a good story.
But here's the deal. You know, a quarterback of the 49ers, he's questionable. You know, his talent is waning. I think it's waning because his character and the spirit is waning. I think he's made a terrible blunder here by not standing up for the national anthem and by carrying through what he believes is fighting the oppressor, and that is the American machinery that has entrapped and enslaved black people in America. And so he's now going to make a statement. So every Sunday he goes out now and he kneels down and he does some sort of gesticulation to let people know it's all about what he thinks might be the problem.
Right.
And he doesn't know what the problem is. And so when they asked him the other day, well, did you vote? No. Well, guess what? He's never registered to vote.
What a dope.
He hasn't ever registered
to vote. This guy cares about what he's doing is kneeling down, and he's got a chance to vote one way or the other.
But here's what it is. Colin Kaepernick has never registered to vote in any election. Any. That means high school. Any election.
Did not vote for high school president or anything?
I think he sat down when he was voting.
He would yield on that one.
Yeah, he wasn't getting
enough.
He's
a loser.
He wasn't getting enough spaghetti.
And Fred, this is why, seriously, I mean, there's the story going out that the viewership of the NFL, and you're the NFL super legend star, one of the many, and you're here on the show. This is a, thanks for the coffee, and it's just, this is a problem with viewership. I think people are sick to death of it. Just like the backlash that got Donald Trump elected, the backlash is now coming back saying, we're not going to watch this stupid game where guys are kneeling over there and disrespecting our veterans and our country.
Well, there you go. And you look at Colin Kaepernick and they look at all these other people here who are making fools out of themselves. You know, here's the other thing.
Yes.
Over the last several weeks, I don't say in everything that I do on the weekends, but I come across a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people,
and you chop a lot of trees down.
I've got a palm tree that is really starting to tick me off.
Why?
Well, because it's palm fronds.
Yes.
Are falling on my roof.
You got to get Omar. I've got Omar on my
side. I don't want
staff.
Omar. I got
he
a guy
climbs up there all
yeah,
the
yeah.
way.
Well,
up
I got a guy that'll climb too. I got a guy that I'll climb Omar. This guy's got three legs. You got to see this guy. This guy takes a
Omar
pair of,
has a safety
he
harness.
Takes a pair of shears and a hatchet.
It goes up
and
there.
He goes directly vertical for like about 20 minutes, and then he stops and chops down whatever he sees.
Do you own one of those chippers, that thing that goes and just chips
I've
up everything?
I've got a couple of them, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Because you just, and it's a good thing you keep planting trees in your yard because you chop them up as quickly as they get big.
Well, you know what I do? I give every tree an opportunity in my yard.
You don't. You told me the other day in the car, and the listeners should know this. You do not like pine trees. You say they rot things.
No, they don't. I don't like pine trees. There's nothing.
Love them.
They're sappy, and they get a bug during the winter time if you try to chop them. If you don't trim them in the summertime. No, you got to trim them in the wintertime.
Yeah, that's when I did mine.
Yeah, trim them in the wintertime because if you trim them in the summertime, they get a bug in them. And I should have been trimming them in the summertime because I want to get rid of them. So my tree, my huge tree, 60-foot tall tree, is next to my garage. And every year now, for the last 10, 15 years, I come out, and I'm not mistaken because I saw an old photograph, that tree is now leaned over toward my garage for about 18 inches now. And so
is this a pine tree?
This is a big pine cone.
Don't get
tree.
Rid of it. It's a beautiful tree, and it provides
gone.
Shade.
No, it's gone. It's so gone, you have to.
You chopped it down?
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years ago, I chopped it.
And now you got your air conditioning bills out of control.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, when an owner says, you know, Omar, that's your guy, right?
Yes, Omar's a great guy.
And I say to my guy, Randy, hey, Randy, am I right to think about getting rid of this?
Well, of course he's going to say yes. He wants to get
from you. No, he doesn't. I have a relationship with somebody that will not
you
lie
and Randy
to me.
You have a relationship?
Yeah, exactly. We have a business relationship.
Sorry, TMI.
We have a business relationship.
Oh, business relationship. Okay.
Well, what do you think it is?
Never mind. I saw you and Randy having coffee at a coffee house. But anyway, what did we say?
We digress.
Yeah.
Every time you're in a conversation, you know, nothing goes smoothly. Why is that?
I don't know.
So here's the deal. So I say, Randy, I want you to come over and take a look at what I want to do here. And he says, yeah, I agree with you. And here's why we have to get rid of that. He says, if you look in your sewer and look in the tiles underneath your roof, you'll find these pine cone needles everywhere, and you don't want those. They dry out. They become very combustible. You could start your roof on fire. Believe me, I've seen it done a lot of times, especially on houses out here in the valley. So
you have tile? As you have a tile roof?
I have a Mexican tile roof.
Yeah, well, is it one of those fancy-dancy things?
Yeah, it's very fancy.
I just got regular composite shingles, and this stuff just blows right off into my pool. I've got to clean it up out of the pool.
There's the other thing. It'll go into your plumbing. It goes into your underground drainage system. It wiped everything out when I redid my stuff about 6 years ago. I found all piles of this stuff. Well, great. But you can't climb them. You can't sit underneath them.
Why can't you climb them?
Do you know what a pine tree is?
Yeah, you can climb up in there. I put like lights in mine.
No, you don't want to climb up in a pine tree. They're
actually
rough.
One time my girlfriend's a little wiry than I am. I sent her.
I sent
Cynthia up there.
Yeah, that's what they're for.
Go up there and stick some lights up for me.
That's what girlfriends are for.
She shimmied right up there and it was great.
Well, anyway, I digress. Where was I? So Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Now is now trying to back his way out of this is a terrible thing that you know we're stuck with and we've got to really sit together on this. Since my protests have begun, more people have come to my way of thinking. No, they haven't. Just empty-headed people come to your way of thinking about it, and you haven't voted anywhere at any time. You haven't registered, and this crap about the oppressor. Somebody has to remind him, and this is what I said to my friend. Somebody please send him a memo that we have a black president and have had a black president for 8 years. That's the same color as him. Who do you think put that guy in office?
It wasn't Colin Kaepernick.
Well,
he didn't vote. He's not registered.
Well, here's what it is. It's white people that put him in office. That's who put him in office. What are we talking about?
I'm telling you, this is why the ratings are down.
Well, people are tired of this. Here's the other thing they're tired of. They're tired, like a friend of mine was watching the Ram and the Giant game in London and saw these guys, these were three or four players, with hair down to their waist. Not only did it cover their name, it covered their number on the back of their uniform.
Yeah, you can't see.
Here's my question.
Yes.
How long are they going to allow it to grow?
I don't know. Just chop it off. I'm with you. There's got to be some kind of dress code going on, and it's something else. But speaking of the Rams, what about the quarterback? They got a new quarterback starting this weekend.
Yeah, well, you'll just stand back and take a peek at that.
What do you mean by that? Don't just throw that out there. What do you mean?
There's a reason.
Yes.
That he hasn't played.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. And
well, he's young.
That has nothing to do with him being young. It has everything to do with him being not qualified at this point in time to be an NFL quarterback. Now, here's the deal. Will he be successful? He's playing Miami. They're playing at home.
And Miami's been pretty
good. Miami has a tough front, a real tough front. And if you're going to put a new quarterback in there for the first time since he was in college
against Miami,
against that front, you've got to really be desperate. You've got to be able to satiate. Here's what it is. We can't afford to lose with Case Keenum at home. That's the why. That's why this move.
What do you mean by that?
Well, just everybody wants Case Keenum out.
Yeah, well, because the Rams haven't been scoring a lot. But
well,
you
they
think
want
that,
him out. They
but
want
you
him
think
out.
Case should go ahead and call his own games, right? And just let him do with it. He's capable of it. Just let him roll with it.
Well, there's a lot of things to consider in there. But they can't come home after a 9-6 win over the Jets, where people said, yeah, you won, but you're crappy. You can't score points. We need a new quarterback. Well, I don't know if it's the quarterback that's causing all this. And so there's so much pressure now. They figured, well, we can protect him. He's at home, and we'll work with him. We'll give him a simple offense to work. Well, if you're going to play patty cake with the quarterback Sunday, then you're asking for a lot of problems you would rather not address at this point in time of the year. You don't want this kid getting pounded.
No, and so we wish Jared Goff.
I wish him all the best.
All the best, but we'll see what happens here. This game is being played in Miami, right? They're on the road, or
no,
is this
they're
a,
here?
Oh, they're in Los Angeles. Okay.
Yeah, Miami was in San Diego. They beat the Chargers. Right. Now they're up here.
We'll see. It's going to be kind of interesting. Miami's got like a 4 or 5 game win streak going. It's going to be a pretty good game to watch.
But I agree with them not wanting to start him to begin with, and now for some reason they're forced to do it.
Well, the lounge here, the sports lounge continues. A lot of controversy this week with Fred Dreyer.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
The American Cancer Society estimates that more than 224,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. Although there have been significant improvements in outcomes for people with lung cancer, it remains the leading cause of cancer death. That's why new treatment options are needed for people affected by this disease. The FDA recently approved Tecentriq, a prescription medicine used to treat a specific type of lung cancer. Tecentriq may be used when your lung cancer has spread or grown, and you have tried chemotherapy that contains platinum, and it did not work or is no longer working. Or if you progressed on an appropriate FDA-approved targeted therapy. If your tumor has EGFR or ALK gene abnormalities, Tecentriq is a medicine that may treat lung cancer by working with the immune system. Dr. Roy Herbst of Yale Cancer Center in Connecticut.
This approval of Tecentriq, the first and only anti-PD-L1 cancer immunotherapy, is important because there is a significant need for new treatment options for lung cancer. As an oncologist, this is encouraging news and provides hope to many of my patients with this devastating disease.
Tecentriq is a medicine that may treat lung cancer by working with the body's immune system. Tecentriq can cause the immune system to attack normal organs and tissues in many areas of the body and can affect the way they work. These problems can become serious or life-threatening and can lead to death. Possible serious side effects with Tecentriq include, but are not limited to, lung problems, liver problems, intestinal problems, hormone gland problems, especially the thyroid, adrenal glands, and pancreas, nervous system problems, severe infections, and severe infusion reactions. The most common side effects of Tecentriq include feeling tired, decreased appetite, shortness of breath, cough, nausea, and constipation. Before receiving Tecentriq, patients should tell their doctor if they have immune system problems such as Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or lupus, have had an organ transplant, have lung or breathing problems, have liver problems, have a condition that affects your nervous system, or are being treated for an infection. Patients should tell their doctor if they are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. Tecentriq can harm an unborn baby, and it is not known if Tecentriq passes into the breast milk. Patients should tell their doctor about all of the medicines they take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. These are not all of the possible side effects of Tecentriq. For more information, patients should ask their doctor or pharmacist. Patients must tell their doctor about any side effects. Report side effects to the FDA at 800-FDA-1088 or http://www.fda.gov/medwatch. Report side effects to Genentech at 888-835-2555. Please visit http://www.tecentriq.com for the Tecentriq full prescribing information for additional important safety information. This is brought to you by Genentech.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dry.
Thanks very much, folks. We have a couple of things here
in this
last larger segment that we have before we get to Neighbor Paul.
I mention one first? Mike Turco is going to be...
Tirico.
Tirico, I'm sorry, Mike.
He doesn't answer to Turco.
He doesn't?
No.
Tirico.
It's Tirico.
Mike Tirico. And he's taken over for Al Michaels.
For a couple of days.
Yeah, but it's the Thanksgiving week vacation. And Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, they're like the number one team. But now this Tirico is coming on strong. He's going to be NBC's got some Thursday night games. So congratulations
to
him.
Well, it's just to give him a blow. And there's probably going to be, you know, he was Monday Night Football with John Gruden.
He was.
Yeah, he was great. I liked him very much.
And so Ben Roethlisberger is saying there's no real excuse for the Steelers road games. You think the Steelers, they can come back? They were in that game, and then all of a sudden they sort of caved at the end, it seems like. And what about the Packers? You and I have been picking them. I'm not picking them anymore.
Well,
there's some problems there.
I told you that right around the halfway mark on every NFL season, the teams that are going to make it, you can start to see them, and you can lean toward them. The ones that are fake, get away from them. I'm not betting on Green Bay anymore.
I want to look at it, but I'm not. I'm with you. Now, here's the thing. The great Dodger baseball broadcasting legend, Vin Scully, is one of 21 people who's going to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. It's the nation's highest civilian honor. He's going to get it from current President Barack Obama at the White House on my birthday. November 22nd, next week, it's going to be streamed live at whitehouse.gov/live. They should tape this thing and put this on television. Anyway, he retired this last year, and he's going to be there. Vinny will be there in person with his lovely wife, Sandy, and the Dodger owner and chairman, Mark Walter, will be there. The other owner, Peter Guber, is going to be there. President and CEO Stan Kasten is going to be there, who is all big, lifelong Cub fan, too, as a matter of fact. Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer Lon Rosen is going to be there. And so this Medal of Freedom honors the individuals who've been especially meritorious, and they've given meritorious contributions to the security or national interests of the United States and to world peace or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. And Vinny deserves this. He's been there for a long time. There's other recipients from the world of sports. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has won it. Michael Jordan won it. Vin is nothing. He's a great entertainer. He's a good sports broadcaster. He deserves this for all the years he's had it.
God bless him, and it'll be a nice. He's going to collect a lot of these before this year is finished. Actually,
67 seasons with the voice of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers.
We wish Vinny all the best.
The best always, and Sandy, his lovely wife.
Yes, and
you knew her with the Rams, right?
Yes, I did. Real quickly, let me just say something. Simone T-Bone Hubbard, that's a fan.
Yes.
She sent me a fan mail. Hey, Fred, I don't know if you heard, but actor Robert Vaughn, best known for his The Man from U.N.C.L.E., has died on Veterans Day. Yes, I did know that. What was it like working with him on Hunter Untitled, City Under Siege? I worked with Robert Vaughn on City Under Siege. It was in, the fifth year of our show. And he was a terrific guy, very professional, very nice, very calm, very quiet. And he had a serious streak to him. We didn't really want to, by that time, I was out of control with practical jokes. And I didn't really want to play one on him. So I go to his trailer and tell him, thank you so much for being on the show. And he was very generous, very gracious, and very quiet. And at that point in time, somebody told me that he was going through a period of time where he wasn't feeling very well. In other words, he was working less, but he liked our show and wanted to come on and do our show. So he did it, and we had a very good time. He's a terrific guy, a true gentleman, and he will be missed, certainly.
Love that guy. He was good. Now, here's a sad note, too. This Go Cubs Go song, the folk singer Steve Goodman wrote it about his beloved Chicago Cubs, and they've been singing this everywhere. Bill Murray, everybody's singing it. Anyway, Steve Goodman passed away from leukemia in 1984. His family inherited the rights to the song. The Chicagoans were happy. The Goodman family also shared the joy of hearing it sung at Wrigley Field, but it turns out the family sold the rights to Go Cubs Go only a few months before they entered the World Series, so they don't receive the royalty rights on this anymore.
Idiots.
I'm telling you, you got to be very careful about this. Congratulations to shortstop Corey Seager, the Dodgers shortstop, unanimous National League Rookie of the Year. That's a huge feat considering the Cubs did so well in the World Series. And really also to Dave Roberts, voted National League Manager of the Year. He was did a great job with what he had with the Dodgers, first-year manager for the whole season. Dave Roberts, congratulations to you.
Both awards were very well earned.
Positive thinking with Dave Roberts. He is he's great. I'm looking forward to watching him manage.
Now, likability goes a long way in that sport.
I'm telling you, he's able to get them together. Now, here's the deal. And Dave's got some problems with Adrian Gonzalez on the Dodgers, who won't stay at Donald Trump's hotels. And so now there's three NBA teams, Fred Dreyer, that are refusing to stay at Donald Trump's hotels following the election result. What is wrong
with
the NBA?
This is complete. Well, look.
It's lunacy.
It's government basketball. It's government football. It's government sports in America.
Let them sleep in their car then.
And the truth of the matter is that all of these people are overreacting because they're promoting a politic. None of this comes from reasoning anything out or talking about anything. And I don't pay much attention to this. It's like someone saying, we're so split in this country. No, we're not. Look at the map. Look at how many people voted for Trump. Everybody who voted for him agrees with him. The people that don't are the people on the little blue columns on the East Coast and on the West Coast. And those are the people that belong to the politic of skin color. They belong to this eroding politic that hates America. This is the politic that America has been trying to get away from and to get rid of and tried to vote out with the election of Donald Trump. So Trump comes on and says to people, we got to get rid of all these people that don't belong here. I don't care where you're from, Mexico or Syria. I don't care where you're from. Get rid of them, deport them. And people are upset by it. And they're throwing a tantrum. That's all this is
the Milwaukee
a huge
Bucks,
tantrum.
Memphis Grizzlies, Dallas Mavericks have ditched their Trump hotels in New York and Chicago. So you know what?
Good. Let them sleep in a sleeping bag.
I'm going to stay at Trump hotels exclusively now, I think. Anywhere, if there's a Trump hotel in a city where I'm staying, I'm going to go there.
Well, people don't realize there was a massive backlash. That's what this whole election system was about. It was a backlash against what everybody had been lying about. And the Republican Party is as cowardly as you're going to find. But they just happened to be on the outside, on the sidelines, watching as the American people took over their country. They took back their country.
Here's the bad. Politics does not belong in sports. And when you get some idiotic owners like the egotistical, crazy Mark Cuban of the Mavericks and the Bucks co-owner there, Mark Lazary, and some of these guys, keep politics out. I mean, what does it matter? You know, just because you supported Hillary Clinton, you're not going to stay at a Donald Trump hotel. Big deal.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But keep it out of sports. It just should not be a story. It should not be on our show or any place else. It's just ludicrous. It's like the guy's going to be the president-elect. Stay at the hotel. It's like, give me a break.
Have fun. Get on with life. And look, we live in a constitutional republic. It's a capitalist structure. And we speak English here. And that's what we want. We want our country back. We don't want this multicultural crap that if we happen to think that we got to get rid of some people here who are people of color because they're here illegally. It's not because they have a different skin color. It's because they're here illegally. They're breaking the freaking law. So get with it. And if you don't want to stay there, you know, if I'm the owner of the basketball team, and I'm not, but if I was the owner of the basketball team, this is where we're staying, guys. If you don't want to be here, dig into your pocket and go somewhere else.
That's it. That's what I would do. But to make it a whole team thing is just...
You're going to see 4 years of something you'll never, ever, ever... You're going to say, you know what, Fred Dreyer was right about this.
I've never seen such hard losers in an election that it's over with. Yeah. There are winners and losers, and life has winners and losers, and sports has winners and losers.
The country won.
Well, these guys need to get over and keep it out of
the... You got a businessman running things with common sense rather than politics.
Maybe they should sleep in some of the jail cells that Hillary Clinton might frequent when... Clinton Foundation.
She's on her way, believe me.
So they'll leave her alone now.
Vera Wang has been seen with a lot of orange material. going over to her house in Chappaquiddick.
Really?
Yeah.
You've seen that.
I've seen
You're
it.
You're the only one
I've
that's seen that.
It personally.
Vera Wang, the designer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The Vera Wang van.
Did you ever wear designer clothing over your years when you were like the acting legend?
I wore a dashiki when I was with the New York Giants.
Did you, when you were with the Giants? Yeah, you were
on
you
road
were,
games,
you
specifically.
Were very, did you have to wear suit and tie when you
Well, got... they, yes, they asked you to do that. And I said, may I offer that my dashiki? Well, that would be appropriate.
What is a dashiki?
It's a slip. It looks like a sheet. You put a hole in it, and it covers your head.
Did you ever have the Nehru jacket? Did you ever go through that phase where you had like those Nehru jackets?
I was way beyond that. They were going Nehru. I was going dashiki.
You were going dashiki. That's good.
Exactly.
Okay, good. That's very nice. All right, so we got a big weekend games coming up here, and we'll see what's going to be going on football-wise.
There'll be six games worth a damn.
Really?
That's it. This league's finished. I'm telling you.
It is going to be tough.
It's finished.
Huh? Yeah. And by the way, this getting back to Corey Seager, they have the guy on the Cubs I thought was going to maybe be up there or something like that. But it looks like Corey Seager did a very good job. I think the bullpen caved in on the Dodgers in the playoffs, and that's the reason that the Cubs went on. But if you're going to lose, you might as well lose the world champion Cubs.
Pounded these guys
into
chicken breast. Yeah, that's what they did.
Well, there's a lot of trades coming up now and free agency.
Oh, how about this? How about Howie Kendrick?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Dump.
I liked
salary
Howie
dump.
Kendrick.
Salary dump.
They just dumped him and
salary
he went to
dump.
Phillies. Yeah, is that what it was?
It's a salary dump. He's there with what's his face? AJ Ellis.
Yeah. I like Howie Kendrick. Howie Kendrick.
Well, we all did.
Yeah,
we all did.
Good player. And the Angels made a mistake by getting rid of him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that
they
don't
want that salary, man.
Yeah, well,
they
don't start paying these guys. Even the secondary guys get a lot of money.
Yeah, once they say, well, we're going to go out and re-sign Howie to a 2 or 3 year deal, they know for a fact he's only going to be here for 1 year.
That's it.
And then they're going to trade him to somebody else.
Well, he almost wasn't here this last year, but I'm glad he did. I don't know. Here's the deal: you got the utility guys, possibly or old timers. Let's say Chase Utley or Howie Kendrick. Who do you go with? You, if you're the manager, I like them both. Who do you pick?
Well, I particularly like under the construction of what the Dodgers have with young players they're going to bring up. I think Utley fits in an interesting way for leadership purposes, and a lot of those things are necessary on that team. But you've seen what he can contribute.
Yeah.
He got tired toward the end of the year, so you just got to use him a little bit better.
But Howie Kendrick could play a lot of different positions. That's a real tough question. If you had to go that way, and I was never like a huge Utley fan, and then he came with the Dodgers, and I saw him as his senior years here.
But
he does a great job.
Look how many people they were paying that never panned out for him. Crawford, $18-19 million.
Yeah, that was
a bum.
Where's he playing now, Carl Crawford?
Bum. You know, they had to put Howie Kendrick, who's a second baseman, out in left field.
That's why I like Howie Kendrick.
He's a nice guy for doing that, but it hurt him, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And but anyway, they weren't going to keep him anyway. And then you have, Van Slyke. What's this guy do for the team? Does he go out and get people coffee?
Andy Van Slyke's son, Scott Van Slyke.
Does he go out and get cheese wheels during spring training?
No, he grows that beard. He's got that big Grandpa Moses, but it's a dark beard. He's got that huge beard going.
I had
one. You can't see his chest.
I had one in 1975.
You had a beard?
Yeah, I had a beard in 75. Look it up. You'll see it.
And while you played?
Rams, 75 season.
75 season?
Yeah, 75.
Yeah, brother.
But anyway. But
we were probably talking about you on talk radio then saying, when is Fred Dragon to get rid of that beard?
Yeah, but it's different. You know.
How's it different?
Because after a year, I shaved it. That's why.
Neighbor Paul coming up. Stay with us here. The Sports Lounge from CRN.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call Smart Fares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the legendary Sultan of safeties. The Sultan, we call him. Two safeties. In one game in the same period.
Thank you so very much.
Some 4 years ago.
It's so great to be with you.
He did this against...
It's great for me to welcome once again my neighbor, Paul.
Green Bay Packers. And, of course, it's Fred Dreyer, and you are welcoming in your neighbor.
My neighbor, Paul. He's over here. He's a Beverly Glenn baby.
Yeah, Paul had a birthday this week, and we went out and took him to dinner over the
week. We did. That was a surprise for him, wasn't it?
Had a wonderful time at Gulliver's Restaurant of Orange County by the John Wayne Airport.
That's right. We were dining to the shadow of the Duke on his steed in front of the airport.
Well, I'm not trying to tell you what to eat,
Mister. Now, when I died, they cut me open and found 49 pounds of undigested beef. Now, you could drive a wagon train on that amount of beef.
Did you have a good time, neighbor Paul? Is it a good
Wait a
birthday?
Minute. That's it? That was it?
That was it. I think that was good. I just wonder if you had a good time.
I did have a wonderful time, but I was kind of hanging out in the neighborhood, and I happened to notice that in the old mailbox, I had a menu from one of the local restaurants, and it's one of Fred's. I know it's one of Fred's favorite restaurants.
Let me see that.
It's Fabricini's of Beverly Glen.
Here it is right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Really? It is. Fred is holding it up for those of you at Tiki Live or CRNTalk.com.
It's transparent.
Roku.
Yeah. Fabricini's. Is it
Fabricini's or Fabricini's?
Fabricini. C-I-N-I.
Is it a silent H? I don't know, but what do they have on the menu, neighbor Paul?
They got a lot of specialties, Italian specialties.
They have rapini?
They do have rapini.
What is rapini?
It's named after broccoli.
It's a broccoli.
Yeah, it's a fancy broccoli.
Yeah.
That's funny to you, isn't it?
It is, because if you eat that, I'm not dining with you. That broccoli.
Yeah, well, look.
That rapini goes right through a guy.
Neighbor Paul, the time's flying by. Where's the time gone?
Every time you're here, neighbor Paul, the show ends.
It what just happens? Flies by.
All right, the next time, next week, I swear to you, next week you're going to come in the big segment before, and we're going to try to get a conversation out of you.
Facebook.com/RealFredDreyer, Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, and email Fred, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, I like I say, I can't wait to see neighbor Paul next week and bring another menu.